this is how we do it. Yeah, yeah. Bill collectors knocking on your door. Sometimes you don't know if you can fight no more. Sometimes you can't figure out what you're fighting for. But I know, yes I know, because I've been there before. And I can see it for what it is. I can see it for what it is. Jesus, Jesus, he is the Lord. The greatest act of love that I ever saw was when Jesus gave his life, cause he knew.
It can be hard. Sometimes you don't have money to pay the owner for the yard. But the time gets so tough, not even nickel make a muckle. And time gets so hard, not even muckle make nickel. With your walk on the street, with pants of a tear. So say it here, them just don't care. But when Jesus comes, I want to be good in my anger. So I took my hand and said, God, see me here because I can see it for what it is.
Anywhere. One of the greatest weapons believers have for the battle between the enmity of the flesh, the soul, and the spirit, the warfare which goes on in the mind, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. All evil can be bound in the name of Jesus. But you got to always remember, it is our use of the powers of God that have been delegated to us in the name of Jesus, which overcomes the evil with good. The scriptures say in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Scriptures say in Romans 14, 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, 9 through 13, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The Bible says here and now, not later, Revelation 1 and 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The kings carry out the business of the kingdom. They are its executives. Ephesians 1, 20 through 23. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Say, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All things are put under our feet. The feet are not disconnected from the head. The scriptures say, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. The scriptures say, Psalms 146, 6 through 9, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor have all his saints. The scripture says to us, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, no thing shall by any means hurt you. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. The scripture says in John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. The scripture say in Romans chapter 4, verse 20-21, that he, Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Scripture say, Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture say, Ephesians 1:19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. The scripture say in 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 13b, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in that believe. The scripture say in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:13b, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. 2 Timothy 1:12b, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Scripture say, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. The scripture say in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews 4 and 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Hebrews 4 and 6, see, therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Revelation 21, 7 and 8, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord God, the keys to the kingdom of God. John chapter 16, John chapter 14, 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Scripture, Matthew 12, verse 28. But if I cast out devils, spirits, Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Scripture says, Mark chapter verse 26 through 27, and if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man. Scripture 11:12. Until now the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 16:18-19. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. This is to execute authority over the kingdom business here on earth. the keys. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18:18-20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus is trying to get an important message across. Luke 12:31-32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 10:9. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. John 14:15-24. If you love me, keep my commandments. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise God. The blood of Jesus. Gives us salvation, an act of being born again, being saved from eternal damnation. John 3:3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The blood of Jesus blots out or covers over the sins of all mankind. Called the atonement. Luke 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Romans 5:11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The blood of Jesus brought us redemption. The contract on life paid in full. We bought back from the power of sin and death. Psalms 107:2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Scripture say, Revelation 5:9, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood of Jesus brings us into justification, complete acquittal of guilt and sin. Chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Acts 13:38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Acts 13:39. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Righteousness came by the blood of Jesus. We're put back into right standing with God and continually Thank you, Jesus. 22. Even the righteousness of God by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. But there is no difference. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:25. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. The blood of Jesus brought us sanctification, set apart unto God through the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Hebrews 10:10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, we have remission. The debt and the guilt of sin canceled. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:25. To declare his righteousness, remission of sins that are past. Through the blood of Jesus, we've been reconciled. You see, when we change our attitude and accept God's provision, we change from hostility towards God to fellowship and love for him. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to all things unto himself. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. The blood of Jesus provided us with overcoming power. When we appropriate what's delegated to us. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Revelation 12:11. And they, us, we Christians, believers, overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death. The blood of Jesus brings us deliverance, freedom. Through the blood of Jesus, we're released from the powers of darkness and set at liberty, freed from captivity. 2 Corinthians 1:10, delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Past deliverance, present deliverance, and future deliverance. Colossians 1:13, and who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. The blood of Jesus brings us into forgiveness. The act of forgiving, pardoning, and forgetting. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus brings us comfort in disappointments. Psalm 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is not unto them that are of a broken heart, and save as such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 94:19, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Isaiah 57:18, I have seen his ways, and I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57:19, I create the fruit of the lips, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Isaiah 66:13a, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. Jeremiah 31:13, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. The sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2:16, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The blood of Jesus brought you confidence. The Bible says in Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Isaiah 30:15, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Philippians 1:6, being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews 10:35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. 1 Peter 5:10, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat, of the scornful. Brothers and sisters, Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Thank you, Father, that the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain to wise counsel. Therefore, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Psalm 91:3. Surely he shall deliver the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Psalm 107:6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Psalm 55:18. He had delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Psalm 46:5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Isaiah 41:13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Thank you, Lord God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Matthew 8:16b, he cast out the spirits with his word. Matthew 12:28, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Psalm 17:4. By the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. By the word of your lips, God, by your words, you have kept me from the path of the destroyer. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 15:7-8, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Lord God, your word says, Matthew 9:29, according to your faith be it unto you. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. You see, your will is involved too. Matthew 21:21. Excuse me. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, it shall be done. Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 12:3. God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. 1 Corinthians 2:5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Philemon 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is God, and that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That's Luke 9:62. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession of faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by his faith. Proverbs 11:21, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Isaiah 44:3, I will pour my spirit upon the seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. Believe on the Lord describes, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, we fear not, neither are we dismayed. In you, God, have we put our trust. We will not be afraid what man can do, because the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whosoever put their trust in the Lord shall be safe. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do. Thank you, Lord God. There is no want to them that fear you. The young lions do lack, according to Psalm 34:10, and suffer hunger. But those of us that seek you, Lord, shall not want any good thing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We forgive men their trespasses, and you forgive us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We bless them that persecute us. Thank you. Thank you. You said in Exodus 14:15, that your presence shall go with us and you will give us rest. Thank you. You are our refuge. You said in Psalms 5:12, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor and compass us as with a shield. And Lord God, according to Psalms 16:8, we set you always before us. We are at your right hand and we shall not be moved. Thank you, God. According to Matthew 28:20, you said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lord God, we do not err because we know the scriptures and we know your power. Psalms 30:2. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:10, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 55:18, you have delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Psalm 97:10b, you preserve the souls of your saints. You deliver us out of the hand of the wicked. Psalms 103:3, who forgiveth all our iniquities. who healeth all our diseases. Psalm 119:93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Isaiah 53:4a. Surely you, Jesus, have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Isaiah 53:5. But you, Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was placed upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 2 Corinthians 2:14a. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. 1 John 3:8b. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self, Jesus, bare our sins in his own body, Jesus, on the tree, that we be dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, by whose stripes you are healed. Lord God, we cried unto you, and you healed us. Lord God, we are not wise in our own eyes. We fear you. We depart from evil. And your words in Proverbs 3:7-8. It shall be health to our navel and marrow to our bones. Lord God, in Galatians 3:13-14. Through Christ, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. It says, smite thee in the knees and in the legs with thoughts that cannot be healed from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Lord God, we redeem from this curse on the knees and in the legs, which is found in Deuteronomy 28:35. Job 4:3-4. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Psalm 145:14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. It looseth the prisoners. The Lord raises that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. For lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Thank you, Lord God. You sent your word and you healed and delivered us from all of our destructions. Psalm 138:7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Proverbs 3:5-8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Ezekiel 16, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Joel chapter 3, verse 21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God is in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Psalm 25:20. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Matthew 8:17b. Himself took our infirmities, our sicknesses. Proverbs 6:2. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Psalm 32:3. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Psalm 34, he keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Proverbs 3:5-8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Matthew 11:23-24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall stand on this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. Believers are redeemed from this curse of the law. Psalm 42:11. So why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, He sent his word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Heal them, O Lord, and they shall be healed. Scripture says, Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. You see, 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Psalm 146:8. Isaiah 29:18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Isaiah 42:7. Jesus came to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He delivered the poor in his affliction and open their ears in oppression. Thank you. 1 Samuel 2:9 says, he will keep the feet of his saints. Psalm 116, thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Psalm 116:10, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Psalm 121:2-3, my help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. You shall walk in the way safely. You shall not stumble. Brothers and sisters, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 through 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Lord God, strengthen the feeble knees, strengthen the painful, weak backbones. Lord God, look on our afflictions tonight and our pain. Forgive all our sins. Our hope is in you, God, but we shall yet praise you. You are the health of our countenance and our God. Quicken us tonight according to your word. Lord God, engulf us in your peace as we wait upon you with good courage. Strengthen our hearts. You are our strength and our shield. Our heart is trusting in you. Therefore, we know we are helped. And we will praise you. We will praise you. Your people down tonight with sweet and peaceful sleep, because you make us dwell in safety, in confidence. So pour out tonight the spirit of deep sleep, sweet sleep, peaceful sleep. Send your hand from above. Rid your people and deliver us out of great waters. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Turn unto us mercy. Keep our soul. Deliver us. Let us not be ashamed, because we put our trust in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Whatever you need, he'll supply. Whatever got me. We know he's sovereign. He's in control. Paul Church, he'll make it all right.
Blog Talk Radio, how you doing out there this evening? This for the Blog Talk Radio.
All the way. It goes Jesus in my life.